taste means exactly that, based around plants. So not only plants, but mostly plants. So more greens, more beans, and more nuts. So I like to tell people about this trick that I use. It's called a protein flip. So if you're going to enjoy meat, you want to think of it as a side and put plants front and center. So instead of the meat being the star, you would think of it as an extra on set. People are always really nervous. They think that if they're going to eat plant-based, they're not going to have enough protein. And that's simply not true, right? Plants have protein, and some of them have complete proteins. And that's why I enjoy working with Wonderful Pistachios. It provides complete protein, right? So all 9 essential amino acids and 6 grams of complete protein per serving. So it makes it a great alternative to meat because it's naturally cholesterol free, and it also adds fiber to your day. So some quick fun ways to be able to incorporate pistachios and get that great complete protein. Here I have this beautiful snack board, right? And so I have some no shells. They come in really fun flavors. Sea salt and vinegar, which is a favorite of mine. They have barbecue, they have honey roasted, chili roasted. You have the ones that are in shells. Those are fun to de-shell. You know, 49 is a serving, so you'll watch the shells pile up, and that gives you a visual cue for your portions. But here I just plugged and played, and I just cooked, but really blended the pistachios to make the pistachio pesto and the pistachio hummus. Super easy and a great alternative to a meat and cheese board. Over here, I made a grain bowl, right? And so I used pistachios for the protein, but the base is beautiful greens, quinoa, sweet potato. Amazing. And then I made pistachio encrusted salmon, and I would cut those into smaller cubes so that I could pair that together and have this really great heart healthy combo. Of course, I'm a dietitian, so I made a salad. So I made this beautiful salad bed of greens. I have roasted beets for that earthy taste. I have the pistachios, it's like nutty greens. And then I made a pomegranate vinaigrette, so it gives it a little bit of zing. And then for extra protein, I'm making a pistachio milk latte. And everyone thinks, oh my gosh, that's gonna be really, you know, time consuming and hard. I'm gonna have to soak the nuts. But actually, pistachios are a very soft nut, so you just add water and blend and you will have it liquefied, which is amazing. And then you would add coffee, and there you go, complete protein. Want it to be a little bit sweeter, you can add a date, you can add some cardamom, you can even add a dash of vanilla, because all of those flavors go really, really well with pistachios. And last but not least, dessert, my favorite time of day. So I made this great avocado pudding, and the way for me to elevate the taste and the protein profile is I added pistachios. So if you're looking for more recipes and ways to incorporate pistachios and get that good complete protein, you can follow @WonderfulPistachios.